Welcome to the Weekend Show. It's Neil Atkinson with Kev Walsh, Chris Walsh and Phil Blundell. You've got two Walshes, moratorium, gents from the outset on the words Moyes and David. We're just killing that because I want to talk about the fact that no one can put a run together and don't even mention Moyes or David to me in that context, because we've all got things that we're trying to deal with and get past and come beyond. So we're gonna talk about the fact that there's 19 teams in the league. Liverpool have shown, Chris Walsh, that they can put runs together at times. And it's worth also saying Liverpool are on a run. They are unbeaten in 21 league games, Liverpool. I'm saying that constitutes a run. I think that Arsenal look like there's a run somewhere in amongst them. And actually, if you sort of break down Arsenal's results for an extended period of time, you can look at a lot of decent results from Arsenal, one or two too many draws. But what happens to them in the League Cup against Newcastle obviously reflects against them. But we've just said we're focusing on the league pretty much. And they're, you know, for an extended period of time, they're now unbeaten in the league, going right the way back, I think, until sort of November. So they've got a run. No one else, Chris Walsh, can put a run together. Why not? Is it just that they're all fundamentally a bit crap? Or is it they're all a bit too good?
No, that was going to be my point. I don't think that they're all a bit crap. I think there's basically tiers to this at the moment, and I think Liverpool are tier one, above and beyond anyone. I'd say Arsenal are arguably, when the season shakes out, will be tier two. I think City will end up in there as well. I think City have got a run in them in that sense. I think Arsenal's 15 unbeaten, maybe.
It is, yeah, all the way back to Newcastle.
Yeah, that definitely constitutes a run. And then I think the tier three is not the same teams that we'd associate with tier three, but the tier three is very much multitudinous in terms of, I would say, Chelsea, Villa, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Forest. These are all teams that I would say are knocking on the door for Champions League, Europa League. I think the interesting part there as well comes from, there's no Tottenham Hotspur there, there's no Man United there, there's no West Ham there. No Crystal Palace there, maybe?
No. Nope.
And they are teams that maybe you would put in tier three, certainly you would last season, or a couple of seasons ago, maybe let's say over the last 3 years, all of them would have been in that tier. So what it means is that they're not in that tier, but they're very much capable. I mean, they're not really showing it at times, but they're capable of beating those tier three teams. The tier three teams are capable of beating Man United, Tottenham, West Ham, Palace. So I think what we're seeing there is just a load of teams that are capable of beating each other on any given day.